This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with passion.
There are those times when the TV can just be a parent's best friend. You know, you just need half an hour of peace to get dinner cooked or the kitchen floor mopped or maybe to talk on the phone without being interrupted 16 times in one 10-minute conversation. But what happens when that half hour turns into 2, 3, or 4 hours? You know, how much TV is too much? Professor Chris Rizzle is a professor of public health at the University of Sydney. He's going to help us answer this question. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning, Katrina.
Do we know how much TV Australian kids are actually watching?
We do know that some kids are watching more than 3 hours a day. You know, older kids can watch many more hours than 4 hours. Some children as young as 2 are watching quite a number of hours, and it's not what's recommended. The American Academy of Pediatrics actually recommends that children should not watch more than an hour or 2 of television a day, and children under 2 years old shouldn't watch any television at all.
Is that right?
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of screen products for babies these days. There's, you know, DVDs like Baby Einstein just walking off the shelves. So should we just not be using those at all?
Well, this is an early developmental phase, of course, and the children are learning many, many different things around in the environment around them. They need lots of different stimuli. You know, for centuries, kids have learnt without electronic media. They will pick that up later. They don't need it super early. And I think there's many more sort of, you know, environmental things that they need to be exposed to early on.
Okay. So you mentioned an hour or two as being probably a reasonable amount. So what are some of the problems with too much screen time?
Well, there's a whole raft of them, I'm afraid, but we'll work through some.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right. So clearly the thing about TV is that it's a very sedentary activity. You know, you don't burn many calories like sitting in front of the screen, and even reading, you know, uses up more calories. So,
well, not only that, people tend to snack as well, don't they?
And if you eat and drink in front of it, sort of, you know, sweetened soft drinks, then you're compounding the problem. And there's lots of exposure then to advertising and a lot of some of that food advertising targeting children. And there are all sorts of studies that have shown that, you know, children who see, you know, junk food ads actually eat more junk food if they're allowed to have access to it.
So, well, it's kind of logical, isn't it? Because they wouldn't spend all that money on advertising if it didn't work.
No. And you know yourself, you know, the nag factor. And children see products that they've seen on TV and they want it. And so it's pretty clear that that sort of works. And so you've got a double whammy there, or triple whammy, don't you? You've got, you know, sedentary activity, potentially eating more food and drink, and then sort of the advertising, which all just makes it worse. So the exposure to commercial TV is unhelpful on that front.
Yeah. Okay, of course, so you can choose the ABC or a DVD.
Well, that's, you know, let's not, you know, television isn't all bad, and I think it's really important to say that somewhere, that you know, it is entertaining, it can be relaxing, and certainly it can be educational. You know, some kids will, you know, you can learn things from the TV, and that's quite a positive thing. But, you know, you do have to balance how much TV you watch with other behaviours.
And, of course, the other issue is not just, I guess, how much they watch, but what they actually see. And I guess you've mentioned the ads, but the other issue is things like social behaviour and levels of violence on television and in movies. Should we be concerned about that?
Yeah, no, very much so. So what children, I mean, it's almost like the village that children live in now is somewhat virtual. And the people that they see on the screen, you know, they have an emotional connection to at some point. So if they see those people being violent, if they see those people eating junk food or smoking or other behaviours, then it has this normalising effect. And children sort of learn social norms from watching what happens on TV. And clearly you can control that, you know, by restricting the type of program that children are exposed to or watch. And that's important because otherwise, children can learn a very distorted view of the world and the sort of the norms that go on in a behavioural and social sense.
Yeah. I find that the actual children's programs are generally, you know, they seem to have pretty good values. They're often quite educational. They often, you know, emphasise things like friendship and cooperation. But it's probably when kids are watching adult shows or movies that they're going to encounter some of these things that they possibly shouldn't be seeing. And I guess if they've got older siblings or they've got parents who are maybe not quite so, don't regulate it,
yeah,
that they could be exposed to murders and Yeah.
Well, you know, that's exactly right, and so it certainly can be controlled, and certainly children's exposure to unhealthy behaviours can be moderated. But you know, there's some figures from the States that are extraordinary. That you know, one classic that's quoted often is that the average American child watches something like 8,000 murders on TV before they finish primary school.
Wow.
And you know, and sometimes they're cartoon murders, sometimes they're serial things. I mean, it's just excessive, the exposure, and you know, children don't need that.
No. I mean, sometimes the TV is just left on in the background all the time, and given how big TVs are these days, they do tend to sort of dominate the living rooms of most homes. What do you think about that? Does it matter if the TV's on in the background while people are doing other things?
I think they're incredibly distracting, in fact, and your eyes are often just drawn to the moving pictures without you realising it. And increasingly, you know, in social settings for adults, you'll notice screens everywhere.
In the pub or places, yeah.
It's incredibly distracting. And so, and the difficulty for children can be that if they're exposed to these constantly moving images, that it can affect attention span. And if children are watching a lot of television, then you know, they're used to an image that changes every few seconds.
Mm.
And so then when you have to concentrate on one thing, a page, a book, sort of a drawing, then you know, they look away. They can't, you know, so it does affect the concentration and the attention, which obviously can not necessarily, but can affect sort of learning as well.
Okay, so if you spent too much time watching, especially the ads that kind of flash and that sort of thing, I guess, yeah, you can get used to, as you said, those moving images. And
that's right. And for children that have TVs in their bedrooms, that's probably one of the worst things you can do, because then if the viewing's unregulated, you know, then it's been associated with all sorts of unhealthy sort of both learning weight and also sort of social interactions. And that's really a big no-no, in fact, in parenting terms.
So that's a tip. Don't put a TV in your kid's bedroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have any other, just before I let you go, Chris, do you have any other kind of just simple guidelines for how parents could regulate or influence their children's TV time?
The earlier you introduce the rules about TV restrictions, the better, because it's harder to wind something back than to start it. So right from day one, you should always say there is no more than, you know, half an hour or an hour of TV, you know, and half an hour or an hour of computer time, and actually stick to it, because you know you've got to be selective then about what you watch, and you make it an activity rather than sort of just something that happens all the time. So that's very important.
So like after this show, the TV's going off.
The TV's off, and we're going to do X, or you know, you have to do something else, and you know, or you're going to help me with prepare the dinner, or something like that.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a good one too. I find I actually tell my daughter there's a couple of shows she's not allowed to watch because they always. It's, even though they're kids' shows, they scare her for some reason. And I always say, well, you've got to tell Mummy when this comes on. And now, you know, she'll, not every time, but, Mom, you know, it's this show. It's got to go off now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's a great thing to get them used to. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for that. So no TVs in the bedroom. Limit screen time from the start. And I guess be a bit choosy about what you let them watch
and
as well.
Definitely be choosy about what you watch, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for your time, Chris.
Yep, no, my pleasure, Katrina.
Lovely to talk to you. It's Chris Rissell. He's Professor of Public Health at Sydney University, and we've been talking about how much TV kids should watch.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.